You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Christina Verdig is the co-CEO of Officina Dario Pegoretti, an Italian bicycle manufacturer that bears the name of her late friend. Dario Pegoretti was a renowned frame builder who had been crafting steel frames under his own name since 1990. Dario's frames in many corners were considered works of art, each one a bespoke piece made and hand-painted specifically for a customer. In the summer of 2018, after a day of work in his studio in Verona, Dario collapsed and died at the age of 62. And just days later, Dario's apprentice of 20 years, Pietro Petricola, asked longtime friend Christina if she would step in and help him carry on Dario's legacy. Their aim now is to teach the craft to the next generation and continue to push the boundaries with their creations, something Dario would have liked as an avid collector and lover of modern art. His freeform Civette style of painting is celebrated in a new short film called Dream On. When customers purchase a bicycle, they're given the option to have the factory choose the paint scheme and styling, which is a complete surprise until they receive their bicycle. As you'll hear, the documentary also features American artist Jacob Hashimoto, who collaborated with Pegoretti on a one-of-a-kind frame. Here's Christina now with the story of Officina Dario Pegoretti.
Everything happened just by a terrible combination of coincidences, because I was a very dear friend of Dario and I was the managing director of Brooks England. So I was in the bicycle business, but in Brooks, as you know, and Pietro had been the right hand and the best friend of Dario, working with him for over 20 years. So I followed the brand in the years of Dario, but as a friend and in the same industry, meeting each other in Las Vegas or at the Bespoke in Bristol. But it was colleagues and friends that were interchanging or exchanging opinions about the industry and the special things in the industry. When Dario suddenly passed, everything actually was kind of finished, mostly for all the people that loved him. He was an incredible charismatic man, and people were buying a dream of a legend, because Dario was a legend in this industry. And the day of the funeral, while we were washing our hands in the sink of this pizzeria, Pietro looked at me and said, "Are you still off a job since you finished with Brooks? Because if you come in tomorrow, can you help me? Because I don't speak English." And I said, "Of course I come in every morning when I have time, when I don't have any projects, to understand if this brand has an opportunity without the man," because it wasn't clear at that point. So the first step was actually to see, you have a man that gave the name to a frame and to a style that was unique in the industry, that was considered the artist able to make moving art on two wheels, and that's how they, and extremely skilled in the technical part for the people that knew about steel frames. It was one of the best steel frames in the world. And we said, okay, we do have the know-how. We do have with Pietro the fact that we knew that their team was making those frames until that day. It wasn't only Dario, even if he was the face of the brand. But do we have a chance to tell the story and make people dream also afterwards? So to continue his vision and to work with his ingenuity and sense of possibility also for the future, or will the market turn back to us? So the first couple of months, it was when we met also in London, about understanding if the market, if we were not giving a face to the brand anymore, because there was no more face of the brand. There was a team and very skilled hands, and my experience in the background as a business person and a brand person for another very unique brand like Brooks England. And I said, I do see the opportunity after 2 or 3 months. We have to build it based on the fatti con le mani, that was the payoff of Dario at the time, that is made with your hands. Show what we are and then let the frames and the art speak around this product. But we also have to show that the artistry doesn't stop with the men that we lost. One day in the winter, a dear friend of Dario and of the workshop, that was the artist Jacob Hashimoto, came in. He sat down with me. He was here because here's a very important modern art gallery. And he said, I would like to do something for the future of this place because I believe you need other names that give you the credibility that the artistic part doesn't only come from the man that is not part of the team anymore. But if some artists like me and some others in the future will give some pieces as an inspiration tool, people will stop comparing your style to Dario did it differently, Dario didn't use this color, or didn't use the pencil this way. So the name of Jacob for us was a starting point to say, if Jacob creates one, we send a raw frame to him to New York City. He painted the one you saw in the movie. And then the idea came to me to say, well, we have to tell a story about people, why they choose to have an individual product. We want to continue the vision of Dario Pegoretti, but we want to continue also the spirit that he was an extremely innovative man. So we don't want to look like a vintage brand only because we use a classical material. We feel that steel is a classic material that can do things that a lot of modern materials cannot do. But we want to really show to the world that steel can be innovative, can be modern, can be different. And it's not about what, in our case, a racer might use. They're professionals, they have different needs. That it's done bespoke, so a la carte for you, the perfect size for you. That is one of the most important things for a bike, is having really your size, not kind of your size, but your bespoke size. And also to represent it in the style that you like the most. Pegoretti is not a brand you can sell. You are buying a dream. And if you are able to make people fall in love with the brand, and if they have the passion of the bike, one day, sooner or later, might be the first or the 10th bicycle, they will call us, they will write us. And it might be in 3 years. I can have communication for years with people that are asking, want to know everything, but we are never forcing. I never give a price until they say I'm ready to buy. Because it's not the point if a Pegoretti frame can go from 2,500 to 4,000 euro as a frame set. That's not the point. It doesn't matter at that point because they don't want to even know. So, and that is a little bit, we want to have something that is a bit lost also in our country. They exist, some brands still exist, but unfortunately, and Dario was one of the cases, he was 62. A lot of those brands will get lost with the men, the charismatic men that is still doing it. And for a very unlucky situation that we lost the men, Pietro and myself have been forced to be managers of a brand that is not our name, it's the men that we all loved. And we have to treat it like a company that goes on. And Pietro, as being the best friend of Dario, always said, if we are able to succeed, my friend will never die because I keep his name alive. To stay alive, a brand needs to have this oxygen that comes in. If you take away that and you only protect the past, in 2 or 3 years, the brand doesn't exist anymore. It will be a very nostalgic brand where you or other people will try to collect original pieces from Dario Pegoretti. and they will be sold then from one to the other. But if you want to inspire new clients and new riders that love cycling in a certain way or the steel as a material, I think you need to show that. We always said that we all knew that Pietro was, let's think about music. He was, playing the piano with all the pieces of Dario at perfection. But nobody knew if Pietro could also compose his own songs. And this is the only future for a brand. He needs to show that he can also be composing new pieces. We might do mistakes, it's normal for every company, every brand, but we should never be criticized that we only padded the past and protected what Dario did, because Dario would hate that.
Cristina Verdig there, co-CEO of Italian bicycle manufacturer Officina Dario Pegoretti. My thanks to Christina and to Jack Jewers and Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.